Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're beginning Perek Ches of Masech Sanhedrin, Perek Ben Sorer Umora. So says the Mishnah, Ben Sorer Umora, Me'em Asay Nasa Ben Sorer Umora. And how old does the child have to be Ben Sorer Umora? Mishiyavi Shtei Saros, from when he starts to physically mature, so he has two pubic hairs, Ve'achi Yaakov Zakat, until he grows a beard. At that point, he's already too old. Hatachton V'loa Elyon, when we say Shteisaros and Zakan, it means down below, it means pubic hairs, it doesn't mean facial hair. The Chum call it a beard because they're trying to speak in a nicer language. Shenemar Kiya Ishbein, Pasuk says that when a man has a son, so we learn first of all that Ben Sorumara means Ben Velobas, it doesn't apply to a girl. Ben Velo Ish, but it also means a son and not someone who's already a full fledged man. Hakatan Pater, if he's too young, he's still a katan, he's not a bar mitzvah yet, he's pater shalob al-chal mitzvahs, because he can't be chayv for anything, because he's a katan, and therefore he cannot be a ben sorum mora. Mishnah Beis, me'emas ha-chayv, when does he become chayv as ben sorum mora? What does he have to have done? Mishayochal tartimar basar, he has to have eaten a tartimar of meat, v'yishtachatzi log yayin ha-italki, and he has to have drunk a half a log of yayin ha-italki, only if you had that much. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, mana basar v'log yayin. Rabbi Yossi says twice as much, a mana of meat and a full log of yayin. Achol b'chaburus mitzvah, if he had this food and drink in a chaburus mitzvah, meaning he became an alcoholic by going around from one simcha to another. So he goes to every chasana and tishav brachas and whatever, and is drinking there. So it's in a chaburus mitzvah. Or achol b'ibur achodesh, where he ate at the special meal that they had for ibur achodesh. Achol ma'aser sheni b'Yerushalayim, where he ate ma'aser sheni, the meat that he was eating, or the wine that he was drinking was Meister Sheni in Yerushalayim. It was purchased with Meister Sheni money. Achal Nevel Sutrevus Shkatsim Ramasim, or whatever he ate was not kosher. Achal Tevel Meister Rishon Shalandel Shumasim Meister Sheni Vagda Shalom Niftu, or he ate Tevel or Meister Rishon that the Chumas Meister wasn't taken from, or Meister Sheni and Hegdish that were still in its unredeemed state. Achal Dover Shu Mitzvah, he ate something that there's a mitzvah to eat, like Basar of a Karban or something like that, where it's a mitzvah to eat, or a dalit kosos of yayin at the night of the Seder, or something like that. So he ate something that's a mitzvah, v'davashu aveira, or he ate something that's an aveira for him to eat. Meaning something that's, let's say, he eats on a taimis or something like that. So it's not just tam and achila. Achol kol maichol v'lo achol basar, or he eats other foods. He eats stolen salads instead of meat. Shasa kol mashka v'lo shasa yayin, he drinks scotch or whiskey instead of wine. He's not a ben sorumara. It has to be these specific items. Shnemar zolol v'sovei, because the pasuk says that he's a gluttonous and he likes to drink. Even though we have no raya that it means meat and wine specifically, zecher ledavar. There's a zecher. There's a hint to it from the pasuk in Mishlei. Shnemar al tihi b'sovei yayin b'zolulei basar lamo. So there you see, zolol and sovei relates to basar and yayin. So to review what we learned today, the first two mishnayos in Perek Ben Sorer Mora. So first mishnah we said that Ben Sorer Mora is only eligible from the time he has Shtei Saros until he fully physically matures in the pubic area, and the Chacham always speak Balashon Nekiya, and he cannot be a fully mature man, nor can it be a girl, nor can it be a katan. And then in Mishnah Beis we said that he has to specifically eat a very specific amount of meat and wine. The Machlok is Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi exactly how much, and it has to be eating that would otherwise neither be a mitzvah nor an aveira, and then it's got to be only meat and wine. And we said Zol V'Sove actually means meat and wine, it doesn't mean any other food, and we bring a raya to that from a pasuk, or a zecher to that, an allusion to that, a hint to that from a pasuk. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Ches, Mishnah Gimel.